dairying, farming, and poultry raising. And I think it was a very good idea at the time. We had teachers that were very conscientious in their work. There was a lot of them that stayed after hours to help out the Indian student that was slow in learning. And altogether, we were well disciplined. We at the time we thought that we were being kind of abused, but we learned a lot of discipline there, and as well as our studies and our shop work. When we left there, if we weren't too good in book learning, why, we did have a trade anyhow.
About the Pawnees again, where did the Pawnees get war dancing from?
Well, the war dancing is something that they expressed or used for a victory dance, and also to before they went on the war path. That the war dance that we have today is more or less just taking the old war dance and dressing it up a little, where they have the real fast fancy dancing now, and they adorned with lots of feathers. I think more or less the feathers that they wear nowadays was brought on mostly by the Anglo people that thought that Indians should have feathers, and so they dressed accordingly.
How about other crafts? What are some of the crafts that Pawnees do?
Some of the crafts that the Pawnees do? I believe most of their crafts right now are lost, but at one time they did pottery work and bead work, ribbon work, and feathers.
What about the Navajo, since you worked out there? Do they seem to be retaining a lot of their traditions or cultures, or are they losing it too?
They are retaining a lot of it, yes, but within the last 10 years, the younger people are losing a lot. They're not participating in the old traditions of the Navajo, and they've gone off to school, and they're losing it, which is a bad thing. Some of these boys will go off to school and they'll come back, and they don't care about going to the Indian dances or participating in any of the ceremonies of the Indians, and they'd rather go to the other dances. But after a while, these boys will go back after they're 21 or 22 years of age and want to pick up these things again, but they are a little late on it, because there's an awful lot of things that they learn while they are young boys and are young ladies, and they can't go back and pick these up because it is gradually slipping away from the Navajo also.
So, do you think that school is the main result of this?
No, I don't think it's actually the school. It's, I would say, more or less integration or associating in along with the Anglo, and therefore they are learning new ways of entertainment and so forth, and naturally they would lose a lot of their Indian ways of doing things.
Do you think American Indians should get more politically active into the government?
Yes, I think that they should get more politically active with into the government or in any government or even their own. They could do this, I guess, by associating more with the political bodies of the community and begin to study on these different political lives and they'll find that they'll learn a lot more of the way that the government is run, and we need more Indian people in politics anyhow. So I think it'd be a good thing that a lot of them would even study that in their schools.
What do you think of the image that is portrayed on movies and televisions about Indians?
Well, the image that they have on there is all right to a certain extent, but the thing of it is that they only show one side of it, mostly, and I know the people that put out these pictures and so forth are not as ignorant as some of the pictures show, but I know that they're trying to please the public. A lot of the Anglos, especially those around the East, think that an Indian should have feathers and things, and therefore they dress most any Indians that come on the screen with feathers and so forth, when instead of bringing them out in their native costumes or their original costumes and so forth, why, they don't. And that makes it bad, as well as not going into history and bringing out some of the great battles that the Indians have won, and writing up some of our great leaders, such as King Philip and Bow Legs, some of the other chiefs there that were great. Why, they keep the Indian on the losing side.
Can you name some great Pawnee leaders?
Could I name some great Pawnees? Well, we have a few of them there. That was Crooked Hand.
What did Crooked Hand do?
Crooked Hand was one of the chiefs there at while the Pawnees were still in Nebraska. He organized a bunch of the women and children there to keep the Sioux from coming in and destroying our villages. And then we have Pete de la Charo, which is man chief.